So whether you split it up and you cushion.
Yeah, okay, I'll bring it up.
Okay, so in terms of Cass, do you want to tell me a little bit about your service and how you chose and what you've been doing?
So I chose my service. My service is working with preschool children that come from less financially abled backgrounds. And I chose this service because I do really like working with kids, but I've never had the opportunity to in the past. So I thought it was a good chance to do something that I was interested in. And I think I was more interested in working with children than working with adults because, yeah, I hadn't had a chance to before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what sort of activities are you doing? What sort of role have you got? Anything that you want to
say? Well, right now we're trying to create activities for the kids that are both stimulating for them and interest them and, you know, educational and stuff. So we allocate different roles to each other. So right now I'm in a group with Mega and Sarah, and we're going to introduce and lead all the activities and, like, explain them to the kids.
Okay, so what sort of activities are you doing there?
So there's a bit of coloring, singing, dancing. There's a little like role play of the Three Little Pigs, stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. So arts-based activities.
A lot of theater and a lot of drawing.
Okay, and so this is something that's new to you, working with that sort of age group and stuff.
Yeah.
So what's your biggest challenge been?
Working with that age group, I think, just being able to manage them in general, because it's difficult to keep them engaged, it's difficult to explain things to them, it's difficult to make sure that they're having a good time while still learning something, and sometimes it's also difficult to communicate with them because I'm not used to talking to children that young, so I kind of have to be aware of the type of language.
Okay, so do you find that you change your language to actually communicate?
Yeah.
And what's been some of the highlights?
Oh, well, of course they're really cute and they're really fun to work with. And when they do get into the activity and you see that they're having a good time and engaging with it, it's really rewarding. And when they start to build a relationship with you, that's also really, really nice.
So, moving on then, the rest, other cast activities obviously focus, or some of your other activities focus around your love of dance.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to tell me a little bit about Culturama, because you were new to the school and this is the first time you've been involved with it. So tell me a little bit about that journey.
So being new to the school, I think Culturama was a really, really good decision I made to get involved in Culturama, because I was nervous to, you know, be in a show, be in a group of people I didn't know well yet, and perform in front of a school that I was new to. But I think it was a really good decision because I had a really good time and the show went really well. So I think all that and how well it went has sort of encouraged me to sign up for other things I might be unfamiliar with. And of course, like, build relationship with new people that I haven't met yet, stuff like that.
Okay. And so in terms of that, you end up dancing Ghanaian dance.
Mm-hmm.
So how was that in terms of your previous experience of dance and the types of rhythms and stuff?
Yeah, it was so unfamiliar to me. Like, all the dance style and the movement, it was just like nothing I had tried before, but it was still really fun. And then seeing like the end product with everyone in their costumes and then all of us on stage dancing together, it was really nice to see that I tried something new and it turned out well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so in terms of the learning outcomes, what do you think you fulfilled in terms of participating in Culturama?
I think that I demonstrated that challenges had been undertaken because, you know, learning the new dance and trying out for something in a new school, stuff like that. And I also showed commitment with, you know, all the trainings and the after school stuff and the weekend stuff. And yeah, I also learned to work collaboratively because I wasn't used to dancing in such a big group with people of different ability levels. I wasn't used to that at all. So that was a really good experience for me. Yeah.
So that's really sort of broadened your horizons beyond your mentor group and your academic classes. So that's good that you've actually done that. So you were saying it sort of challenged you to start some new activities. So tell me a little bit about the new things that you're going to try out for and stuff.
So right now I'm doing a preseason netball, and we had our first training yesterday, and it was really fun to do. Like, even though I went in not knowing anyone, I think it was a really good experience, and I didn't know how experienced people would be either, but at the end of the day I had a really good time, and I felt like, you know, the team worked well together and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so that would be preseason this season, and hopefully a team next season.
Exactly.
Okay, good. And you would, and in terms of anything else you're thinking of being involved in? Is there anything else that you...
I'm also planning to be involved in the dance showcase in February, because to my knowledge, it's a little more challenging than Kahani and Kulturama. So I aim to be involved in that and do a piece with the other people in my dance class, because I know that we work well together. So even if we have to learn a new style and a dance that's challenging, I think we will be able to do it.
Okay, that looks good.
Yeah.
And I see you've already completed your Kulturama press, finished.
Yep.
So that's really good. Okay.
Thank you.
So if you just upload that and then